is it important for you to be right here right now? Because the police reaction is unnecessary, so I will do what it takes to step foot onto the public grounds, which is the University of Massachusetts.
Are you a student there?
No, I'm not, but I'm a taxpayer in Massachusetts.
You're a taxpayer, and this is your public university.
Exactly.
And so you feel you should be on the campus. Why?
Because there is a major political event going on that was sponsored by the taxpayers as well as corporations, and I'm a taxpayer, so it's my business what goes on in there.
And we've got 14 cops standing in your way. What are you going to do to get through?
It all depends on the situation and what happens.
All right. Sounds like we got democracy.
Democracy! What do we want? Now! What do we want? Democracy! What do we want? Now! Democracy! Now! Democracy! Now! Democracy! Now! Democracy!
So we'll report back as soon as we get an update. The cops have
two, four, six,
and they're moving back still.
Two, four, six,
all right, we'll report some more from the streets here in Boston.
They're pushing us to the left. Stop!
Watch out for the trap. Stop!
Stop! Hold it! Left! Left!
So we're trying to figure out what's going on, why the cops are moving back.
I know, just don't give it,
don't. Don't go down there. This is their line.
I know.
There's no one behind us. It's not a trap.
Right.
Okay.
They're letting us go down there. That's the whole point.
Don't go any further.
What if we send, like,
talk to us about what?
Well, I think we should talk about going in. I mean, the carpenters are in. We like to go in and watch the debates. They're going to get to watch the debates. We're here in peace. We come here nonviolently. If we could talk to an officer about...
That's the middle school.
I know, the debates are right down there.
Where's Ralph?
Where's Ralph?
He's coming. He's on his way.
Gore is chicken. He won't debate him.
He's not in Gore's limo.
He's not in Gore's limo.
Solar energy.
It's like the corporation.
So we want to talk to the cops, and they won't talk to us. So
aren't they like?
No, they're not willing to come here. They didn't want to.
They wanted to stay back there.
They didn't want to do anything high risk.
This is high risk.
If everybody comes together and like locks arms and goes in, I'll do it. But I'm not going to be the first person that doesn't risk my ass and nobody else does it.
Who here will lock arms in this front row?
I think this is.
Most of the people?
Why don't you ask them?
Okay.
Consensus building, I
love
it. All
right, we have become a consensus here about what we're going to do next. There's a proposal here to lock arms and walk forward.
Hold it up.
Okay, listen up. There's a consensus process we're about to start up front here. Okay, we're not ready to get up front yet? Okay.
They got bats, dude.
No.
If we walk together as a group, they're going to... Now we're going to walk forward.
Should we hold the spot?
Yeah.
All right.
People aren't even out of work yet.
Some people are talking about sitting down.
Maybe spread for the whole street.
If we can spread and take the whole street, you're gonna be blocking the road. There's a proposal to move up first to the police and then sit down.
To do what?
To move up to the police and then sit down.
Move at their angle and sit down.
Sit on their angle.
Right.
Sitting on their angle. I see people are hurt here. It looks like they will do that.
I think that might just be like useless provocation now. Because if we're not going to move forward until more people come... then moving up to the police line right now, I think is useless provocation.
No,
and it's going to cause more...
Getting up next to it. Close or not.
But if we're going to hold this point until more people come anyways, then we can just wait until more people come before we move forward.
Yeah.
A lot more people will be getting here in like half an hour.
Okay.
That's true.
So let's have a street party right here.
All right.
Woo! A sit down singing.
Yeah, let's sit down. I vote for... Do we vote?
Who wants to sit down?
Woo!
Woo!
That's it.
In the line, or...
Are we going to block the whole
sit down.
Street?
It's totally legit right
they
now.
Block the whole street, they're going to act.
Yeah, what's the strategy of blocking it?
If you all are going to sit down here, this is where you all going to get arrested. Or just for sit for a little while. I mean, because all the press is over there on the corner of Morrissey and in front of the university, and you can walk there.
We were on the way there.
I'm saying, but that's where all the press is. That's where all the coverage is.
We told them Mount Vernon. The debate hall's right over there.
Yeah, I'm saying, but that's
where... It's much closer to it.
I'm saying, but that's where the press is. There ain't a press.
But we're not speaking to the press. We're speaking to the debates. I mean, the issue is to get... Okay. I mean, thanks for your strategy.
If you want to get on, if you want to get publicity, this is not the best place to go.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
To go down Morrissey. But these people want to get to the debates.
Well, they ain't going to get to the debates.
That's their issue. They want to get to the debates, though.
Yeah.
What's over here? Play ball.
So we have a street party.
What brings you?
Did the impeachment and the anti-Iraq bombing stuff in Washington.
So you were doing labor strikes and Clinton impeachment in 1998.
Yeah.
What was happening in 99 for you? This is all for your book on protest.
Yeah,
your photography book.
Yeah, 99, we had some Klan stuff. I had, I'd have to go back and look and see what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my 56th protest, so I'm...
Yeah. So what do you think about the recent uprising that... You know, started in Seattle and it's continued on to D.C.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mean, on the one hand, I think it's energized the country and it's energized a lot of people. On the other hand, though, it's what do you do after the protest? I mean, I tell my friends that, a lot of times this is like extreme sports, the political version of extreme sports. I mean, I can go on any number of websites and I've got the calendar and I know where everybody's going to be. But, I'm now beginning to see the same people, and there's no, it's fine, you come out here and you protest, but what are you going to do for an encore? You know, I mean, is it about change or is it about just coming out here in the streets and getting arrested and, raising some hell and doing whatever else?
Do you ever talk with these people about what they do in their local community?
I talk to everybody whenever I can. Oftentimes, though, it's one of the ironies about this is that a lot of protesters don't want to talk to the press. Don't want to talk to the media. Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because they don't know whether we're media or whether we're FBI or whatever. I mean, that's one of the unfortunate things, that there's been a lot of infiltration of these groups by various police organizations, and rightfully so. But I mean, I'm old enough to have gone through this several times.
You think that infiltration is rightfully so?
Oh, I'm not. No, it's they shouldn't be doing it, but they
their
do.
Their fear of infiltration is
The fear of that if I take their picture yeah, somebody's going to knock on their door. Well, I don't believe that's going to happen.
Well, it happened in the 60s and 70s, and they're worried it's going to happen
well,
again.
Well, not to the degree that everybody thinks it happened.
COINTELPRO?
Yeah, well, but even so, everybody managed to live through it.
Not everybody. Fred Hampton didn't live through it.
Well, but that's a different story. We're talking about the Black Panthers, an entirely different situation. We're talking about a bunch of white
middle... How about the four people at Kent State? They didn't live through the National Guard.
But nobody took their picture and then went to their door and knocked on their door. This was you could get shot out here today. I got shot in Los Angeles.
You got shot in Los Angeles when?
I got shot at the Democratic Convention. I'm one of the reporters that got shot by the LA police. Yeah, I mean, that's... You put yourself out on the street. That's one of the things you.
But not in a true democracy. You'd expect a space for freedom of speech, especially a public space like this public campus.
Listen, we all. Excuse me, dear, there's a confrontation.
There's a confrontation, and of course, he's very interested in that confrontation.
I can't hear you!
So we have more cops coming up the street, and they say push them back. So why are they pushing us back? I'm not quite sure. Do you guys know why you're pushing us back? You don't know why? Okay. He doesn't know why he's pushing us back. Possibly it's because the union workers are going to be walking down the street, and they don't want us to walk with them. So.
Let Ralph the Bank! 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 Let Ralph the
Bank! Back up!
Do you know why we're backing up?
Back up!
Do you know why?
Back up!
Why is the union not going to be allowed to go forward?
Can we march with the union?
Back up!
Why is the union march going to be allowed to go forward?
Back up! Back up!
Can we march with them? Can we march with them? That's a great bike. It's a great bike. Can we march with you?
Back up.
Can we march with them?
Back up. Back up a little.
Can we march with you? All right. Union power! Union power! Union power!
Back up! Back up! Back up!
Union power!
Back up! Back up! Back up! Back up! Back up! Back up!
Union power.
Union power.